On April 1st, a bunch of things took effect, including an increase in the carbon tax. And then the minister responsible, the environment minister, was on with Vashi yesterday morning and said, for average people, yeah, you'll probably, it will make a measurable difference. He still insists that you're going to be getting a rebate. All this drove me nuts because I thought, can somebody just sort of map out the numbers and the economics of this? And then I thought, what about Brett House? Economist Brett House joins us on the line. It's nice to have you. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, John.
Okay, so, I mean, a lot of people don't even, can't wrap their heads off around the idea that they're going to pay a tax at the pump, but somehow they're getting money back. So how precisely is that working?
Well, you're paying a tax related to carbon emissions and generation, and that tax is going up by $15 a year between now and 2030. So we just moved on April 1st in Ontario, Manitoba, the rest of the prairies, and Nunavut. To $65. The Atlantic provinces that have been running their own scheme are going to move on July 1st to the same level. The mechanics are that you pay at the point where an activity generates that emission, but then you get a rebate back through the income tax system to compensate for that. At low-income levels where you're not purchasing as much, that rebate should more or less cover, according to the Parliamentary Budget Officer's analysis, the cost on the tax. At higher income levels, that rebate isn't going to be complete, and the wealthier you get and the more you spend, the less likely it is going to cover all of your taxes at the point of activity.
Now, what will the average person notice, if anything? I mean, is this going to fuel inflation, for example, at the grocery store all over again?
You know, we've got a lot of other pressures that are fueling inflation. I don't think this is going to be the thing that continues to keep prices high. But, you know, for instance, it's going to add about $1.30 to the cost of filling a 40-liter gas tank, around $5 to the average household's natural gas bill, or for, you know, barbecue season coming up, for a 20-pound propane tank, we reckon it's going to add about 75 cents to a dollar to the cost of that fill.
And do we know if it's making any measurable difference on our consumption of carbon? I mean, I've just continued to heat my home, fly around, and drive my car. It hasn't, but then again, I can afford that.
Well, yeah, you're probably not at the lowest income levels where it makes a big difference, the size of that rebate and whether it's covering the marginal cost of the tax or not. The whole idea is that if you save on activities that are generating the instance of that tax, then the net rebate is going to be larger for you. That's the economics at work here. For people for whom those differences and costs are relatively small against the rest of their income, it might not be changing behavior yet, but that's why it's stepping up over time to higher and higher levels up to 2030.
Brett, thank you very much. Good to have you.
Great to speak with you. Thanks, John.
Brett House is an economist. He's now a university professor, as a matter of fact. He's hied himself to New York City. I think most people know Brett's a really good friend. But that's what you deal with in adult life these days. People get opportunities elsewhere, and you see less of them.